author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You can never be too prepared.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. Have a number of stories up on the front page of BobTuscan.com that we'll get into tonight. In the second and third hour, we'll take some phone calls. But for this first hour, I have a very special guest. It's none other than Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, well, you deserve a much greater introduction than I can give you, so we'll just spare it and get right into the meat and potatoes. How are you?
That'll do. I'm happy with that. Nothing to complain
about.
Fair
enough. Let's talk about the Ukraine, because this is extremely important, and you've been doing a lot of research on this topic and covering it in-depthly with your 3 hours you do Monday through Friday during the day. And, well, the potential here for something to spiral out of control into another world war, another bankster war, is a decent one, or at least one that we should be paying attention to, right?
Well, especially after, you know, more than 10 years of the U.S. invading countries left and right and forcing them back into the influence of the private central bankers. It is an issue. And again, this is another one of the bankers' wars, because this all began when the Ukraine changed their mind about joining the European Union. The European Union had been courting them. The previous government of Ukraine was saying it looks like a good deal. Then they started looking at the economic welfare of European nations in the European Union and realizing that it wasn't really such a good deal. Russia came along and said, we've got a better deal for you. So the government of Ukraine told European Union, thanks, but no thanks, we've changed our mind. We're going to go with the better deal from Russia. It was at that point that we saw all these agent provocateurs with funding from these intelligence agency front groups like Canvas and USAID pouring into the Ukraine, stirring up trouble, claiming it was a popular uprising and calling for the ouster of the government. This is a classic pattern we've seen the U.S. do, you know, for decades now, whether it was Chile, where they ousted the elected government of Allende and installed the dictator Pinochet, Iran in 1953, when they ousted the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh and installed the dictator, the Shah. It is a recurring pattern here. And so we have the U.S., which promotes itself as the champion of democracy around the world, supporting a government put into power by force. At the same time, they're telling the people of the Ukraine that, hey, any election you decide you're going to have on Sunday is illegitimate. We're not going to pay any attention. And it really is all about trying to get the Ukraine into the European sphere of influence, which means it's in the American sphere of influence. Russia has been sitting very, very quietly as the U.S. picks off one nation after the other after the other. But the Ukraine, and in particular Crimea, represents a direct threat to Russian strategic interests, because it is in the Crimea that Russia has its only warm water naval bases. And if the new putsch, if you will, in Kiev kicks the Russians out, They will not be able to protect their southwestern flank from within the Mediterranean. They will be confined to their North Sea naval bases, which means especially as the winters are getting harder and harder, despite the claims of the global warming fanatics, Russia could find itself in a position of not being able to project naval power at all during the winter months. So this was a major threat to Russia's geopolitical influence and their security, and I'm not at all surprised Putin did what he did. I am very surprised that the people in Washington, D.C. did not anticipate Putin's reaction to the overthrow of the elected government in the Ukraine. And it may be another indicator that the people in Washington who are planning these operations really don't think them all the way through to the final conclusion. Certainly we saw that same behavior with Obamacare, where even though they knew the website wasn't working, they said, launch it, we'll just make it better later on. It's a very reckless attitude and a terrible way to be conducting a potential war.
This gentleman, Arseniy Yatsenyuk.
Close enough.
I didn't even attempt to do it. I call him Yats. Yats.
Well, everybody calls him that. That's his nickname, Yats.
Yats, okay. A banker? No?
Yes.
What else do we know about him?
Well, he's ultra right wing, and what's really interesting is the same European Union that is today screaming about how he's the new leader of Ukraine and he's a great guy and he's our friend. Back in 2012, the European Union actually passed a resolution condemning him and his political party for extremely fascist nationalistic views. But I guess once you succeed in taking over a country, everybody's going to kiss up to you, and that seems to be what's going on in the European Union.
And Vladimir Putin, you know, we saw his man love with George W. Bush years ago, and they're, you know, horseback riding, and he looked into his eyes. What was it? He looked into his eyes and all that bromance stuff that they had going on.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to wrap my head around just exactly what his true motives are, just exactly what kind of player he is. Your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you right now, he's a chess player. I mean, Russia's really big on chess. They produce the world's best chess players. It colors their culture and how they approach problems. They think things through. They plan very carefully. Putin is definitely demonstrating that in his approach to the situation. The other side over here in the United States, and I worked in government enough to know, everybody likes to play hearts, which is all about shooting the moon and going for broke, and they love poker, which is bluff and bluster, and we're really not good chess players over in the United States. And I'll give you a good example of how Putin is playing chess right now. As they talk more and more about these sanctions that are being considered by the West, and Russia is saying, we will match sanction for sanction. And we're hearing Angela Merkel say, we can cause tremendous financial damage for Russia, and Obama saying, we can cause tremendous financial damage for Russia, which is not really true because the European and American economies are very fragile. They're crippled by debt. They don't have support for their currencies. Russia's ruble is very strong. It's backed up by manufacturing and agriculture. And what Putin announced today is one of the sanctions Russia will pass, if they're hit with wide-scale sanctions the way the U.S. did to Iran, is they will demand that all of Russia's exported products be paid for in gold. Now, this is a real whammy because right now Europe imports 30% of their natural gas from Russia through those pipelines running through the Ukraine. And Putin already knows those countries in Europe, in particular Germany, which uses the majority of that natural gas coming from Russia, they don't have the gold with which to pay for the natural gas because it went off to the Federal Reserve and now they can't get it back. So it's a brilliant, brilliant move where Russia may cut off the gas to Europe, the natural gas, 30% of it, and they won't be able to say he just did it out of spite. He's just going to say, you guys didn't pay for it. And it's a brilliant gambit.
Wow. This is an intense situation, for sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off here. It is a very intense situation, and I think we all need to look at how the U.S. government is handling the Obamacare disaster, because it is a disaster. It's not working either for its overtly stated public purpose of guaranteeing low-cost health insurance to America, or its real purpose, which was to generate $200 billion in pure profit for the insurance companies, out of which the U.S. government got its mafia-like piece of the action in taxes to dangle in front of creditors and otherwise prop up this collapsing system. But yet nobody in the administration, nobody in Congress, nobody in the corporate media will come out and say, this has failed completely, we need to change course. And if you take that same attitude and you apply it to the thinking that's driving the situation in Ukraine, you realize how dangerous it is. Even if they think the war in Ukraine, a war against Russia, can't be won, they're still going to go forward because they're in love with their delusion of governmental infallibility. They can't admit error. And partly that's a result of their credibility problem that they have created with all the lies they've been telling us over the years. They don't dare admit once there's a mistake or an error.
More with Mike Rivera when we come back. We'll also get into this vanished Malaysian airliner.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Brothers who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Jump right back into it. You're just tuning in. Mike Rivera is with us, and this is an important topic we're discussing. We're talking about the Ukraine, and the vulnerability that exists with this situation that I think is pressing and something that we ought to be spending more time on preventing from spiraling, if I can say that word here, third time's the charm, out of control. And Mike, let's talk about trying to stop this. You know, we saw how our voices were seemingly heard when it came to the Syrian situation. How do you feel we can make similar moves to prevent this from getting worse? And the false flag situation, do you foresee something like that happening? I mean, we never know, obviously, but is there a false flag in the works as far as you're concerned to help usher this in?
I'm sure they're planning or thinking about or considering a false flag because virtually all the governments involved in this thing are in serious trouble. The American people are tired of war. We've been at war against these upstart countries who don't want private central banking longer than we were in World War II. The poll numbers are definitely against the president and the Congress and the war in this country and not just here, despite Angela Merkel's tough talk. The German newspaper, the Daily Mirror, ran a poll, and only 4% of the people responding to that approved of the idea of NATO military intervention in the Ukraine. So there is no taste for more war among the people of all these involved nations, and it's in those situations that the false flags get pulled off to convince us, oh, we're in a threat, they're attacking us, we have no choice but to throw our babies and our money onto the designated enemy's bayonets. So I know they're thinking about it. It may even be tied in to the strange disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370. We'll get into that a little bit more. The reason this is such a problem is very simple. The U.S., after all these years of wars and all these countries they've invaded, it's actually quite exhausted. It's militarily exhausted. The stockpiles are all drawn down. It's economically exhausted. Nobody wants to loan the U.S. any more money to buy weapons with. The quality of the weapons the U.S. is producing is not very good anymore, the F-35 being a good example of that. And the reality is if we wind up, pardon me, in a full-on direct war with Russia and China, as opposed to confining it to a proxy war in Ukraine, ultimately the U.S. is going to lose. We don't have the resources to fight a prolonged conventional ground war, air war, against Russia and China. And that means if this thing gets going, somewhere between that point and final capitulation by the U.S. government, they will resort to their nuclear arsenal. Going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And that is why this is such a serious situation. And as you were mentioning, last summer when Obama and John Kerry were trying to sell us war with Syria on the ludicrous claim that President Assad had used sarin gas against his own Alawite supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they showed up, there was a huge pushback by the American people. The story was simply unbelievable, and there was a huge pushback, and they had to delay the invasion. They're still trying to figure out a way they can get it going again. Because, you know, the warmongers, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Sooner or later, we'll get the war that we want. And I think we're going to see the same pushback in the Ukraine because it's become pretty much common knowledge here in the independent media, the blogs, and the Internet that all of this was triggered by a U.S. and NATO orchestrated coup d'etat with this whole Maidan opposition. We know now that the snipers that were killing people in Maidan Square that was blamed on Yanukovych, those snipers were actually working for the coup d'etat. That's also a repeating pattern that we've seen in the earlier U.S. coup d'etats. Since the end of World War II, the U.S. has attempted to overthrow the governments of 56 nations. They've succeeded 25 times. The rest were complete failures like Iran in 2009. But they keep on doing it. The difference is now, in this day and age, the American people and the world understand that's what's going on. Back at the height of the Cold War, 1950s, 1960s, before the Internet and before the blogs, before independent media, Americans just trusted what the corporate media said about we're bringing them democracy, we are the policemen of the world, we have a responsibility to protect, we're saving them from a cruel, evil dictator, and the U.S. would just back these wars of aggression and not have a clue what was really going on and what the real agenda was. Those days are gone forever. I know our government would love to get them back, They're already out there applauding about, yeehaw, we're going to get a new Cold War with Russia. But if they think a new Cold War with Russia is going to convince the American people to forget all about the corruptions and incompetence of the U.S. federal government, forget all about the other wars started with lies, Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin gas, salute the flag, line up behind the president, and throw our babies onto the enemy's bayonets, it's not going to happen. Because trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. This government spent a century building up the trust and confidence of the American people in the government's views and war policy. It got destroyed starting, first of all, with that lie about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons, and it's only gotten worse since then, both with the lies about Obamacare, the lies about global warming, the lies about Assad. The U.S. government has a huge credibility problem of its own making, and that's another reason to think they're probably at least considering the possibility of a new false flag, something so big and horrific that we'll all be panicked and shocked and just commit to the war agenda without really thinking it through.
Let's talk about this Malaysian airliner that just vanished. It was abducted by aliens to spray chemtrails on the moon. In all actuality, there might be some real issues with this flight that we should be paying attention to, Mike.
Okay, well, the what we know so far is this Flight 370 took off from Kuala Lumpur on its way to Beijing. It got way out over the ocean, and then all of a sudden, the aircraft transponder turned off, which meant the aircraft vanished from the air traffic control radars, because those air traffic control radars don't detect airplanes, they detect airplane transponders. At the same time, radio communication with Flight 370 was cut off. There was an indication of a turn when the radar transponder was shut off. Apparently, the onboard systems that allow the passengers to make cell phone calls and send text messages with their electronic devices were also shut down. And the plane vanished, and everybody's out there looking for it. Then we got reports from people on the ground in Malaysia of hearing the plane fly over low overhead. And then we got this report of Malaysian military radar, which is just looking for all targets and not listening for the transponders, picking up the airplane over the Malacca Straits near an island called Silver Island. And at that point, they lost contact with it. Today's development, and this was broken by the Wall Street Journal, the 777 has onboard systems that monitor the condition of the aircraft, the engine, the frame, hydraulics, brakes, everything, and if it detects any problems, it notifies through a satellite link to the destination airport maintenance people so they know as the plane is coming in, they've got something to fix. And apparently that system was not turned off and continued to operate for another 4 hours. So what we're looking at is the plane stayed in the air at least 4 hours after it turned off the transponders. And here is where it starts to get interesting. Because if you plot a point where the transponder turned off, and you plot a second point at that military radar contact by Silver Island, you draw a line through those and continue it out west, it points right at Diego Garcia, which has a runway long enough to handle the landing of a 777. It's all military. They can control the information going in and out. And that raises some very, very serious questions about just what this is all about.
All right, more on that when we come back in just a second. Mike Rivera, our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation, plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Place you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We have Michael Rivera with us tonight. Of course, what really happened, and we're discussing what really happened with this Malaysian flight. And there's a couple different options we have on the table here. One option, Michael, you were mentioning, is the idea that it was maybe chopped up. You know, they took out the parts and now it's being sold and so on and so forth because these airliners are very expensive and whatnot. The other option might be connected to something a bit more sinister, a false flag of some sort perhaps in the future.
Well, yeah, it definitely might. And by the way, we're getting a new report that's just coming out of ABC where they're confirming, when we were talking about the transponders and radios and other communication being shut down, it did not happen all at once. In fact, these shutdowns were taking place over a period of about 15 minutes, and that rules out catastrophic failure in the air. Now, the idea of this airplane simply being stolen and parted out is not new. There was a 727 that vanished in Africa back in 2007, and they never found a trace of it. There was no sign of a crash, and ultimately the U.S. investigators just declared it's probably somebody just took it apart, and sold the parts. Now, the Boeing 777 is a very popular aircraft, got a great safety record, but spare parts for it are short. Boeing basically did their run, put it out into the aftermarket for stockpiles, but they're starting to run out. So these spare parts command a premium price. The 777 off the showroom floor is about $300 million. And if you've repaired a car, you know that when you go buy a part for your car, it's going to cost you more than what it cost the manufacturer when they built your car. So that Boeing 777 taken apart, dismantled carefully, and all of the parts sold, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. That's one theory that makes sense. But with the revelation about the aircraft being in the air another 4 hours, on a course that appears to take it to Diego Garcia, and by the way, the end of that four-hour period would have put it close to Diego Garcia, I'm starting to lean more toward the idea that somebody commandeered this aircraft for some nefarious purpose. If it was a hijacking for ransom, there would have been a ransom demand by now, and obviously a hijacker is not going to take this airplane and fly it into one of the most remote British and U.S. controlled military fields in the South Pacific. And looking around either side, north and south, there don't appear to be any other locations the plane could have gone to other than Diego Garcia. So that's, I'm really strongly convinced that's probably where the plane was taken. So what's going on? Well, they could take this airplane, paint it in the livery of another country, fly it into an airport, let it sit on the runway until the press got pictures of, oh my goodness, it's from Iran or whatever, then set off an atomic bomb, something like that. By the way, as a side note, Iran's airlines don't actually fly the 777, small detail, the corporate media probably won't bother mentioning, but it does appear that's one possibility. Now, there's another issue to note. This particular 777 is the 200 version ER, which stands for extended range. Fully fueled, this aircraft can fly 7,700 nautical miles without having to stop for fuel, which means if it's taking off from Diego Garcia, it can be over the entire Middle East and pretty much all of Europe. And so it seems like the ideal long-range aircraft carrying a heavy cargo, whether it's a nuclear weapon or biological weapons or chemical weapons or something like that. And it does seem like this is a strong possibility. I think it's this idea of going to Diego Garcia argues against it being hijacked and parted out. Ultimately, there's the issue of the cell phones we also need to consider, because over the last over the first few days after the plane disappeared, the families of the passengers were reporting they were able to dial the cell phones the passengers had, and it was ringing through. One person said there was actually somebody answered it, then quickly hung up. Now, I don't know the specifics of that system that allows cell phones on airplanes to work, whether it provides a false ringtone while it's routing through the satellite or not. I'd like to know that. But I think somebody ought to be taking a look to see if those cell phone calls are going just to the satellite uplink, or if they, in fact, rang all the way through to the cell phone, or even better, didn't go through the aircraft relay, because it would suggest that all the cell phones from the passengers were collected and put in a bag, and somebody forgot to disable them so they wouldn't work. And if you're getting a ring through to the cell phone, it tells us they're not in the ocean. They're on the ground somewhere. And that cell system knows exactly where they are, and probably at least half those phones have built-in GPS, which can be remotely accessed by law enforcement. But nobody seems to be following up on this end.
You know, I heard that about the phones. We have an article that one of our writers put up. And my first thought was, my phone, Mike, sometimes when the battery's dead, I don't know if I have a weird phone, but sometimes when my battery's dead, I know this for a fact, if I call it, it still rings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit hesitant to, you know, jump face first into you know, little nuances of the story like that. Because well, just like everything else, there's little traps for us, just like what they did with 9/11. There's so many traps for us to fall into there that I'm very hesitant before I use these different factoids.
Well, it's just one aspect that we need to look at, but you need to understand when your cell phone says the battery is empty, there's actually still a small residual charge, which allows it to basically make contact with the cell tower, which is why you're getting a ringtone, but it may not have the power to actually establish a continuous transmitter link, which is why the call doesn't actually go through.
I guess that's the NSA residual charge.
Well, actually, it's to make sure that your phone doesn't forget absolutely everything it knows by letting the battery go completely dead.
I see. That's why they say if you really want your phone not to be spied on, take the battery out.
Yeah, that definitely will work. Actually, there's a company called PrivacyCase.com that makes these very heavy, thick metal cases. They're also good for protecting your phone, and when the phone is inside them, it is absolutely cut off from the outside world. So if you're paranoid, that's a good little thing to have. What I do at night is I take my smartphone and I put it on an AM radio tuned to one of those really fanatical Christian Bible-banging stations, and I let it sit on there for 12 hours.
This is a complete aside, but somebody wants to know where Claire has been. They miss her.
Well, Claire is just fine, but her work schedule changed, and that's why she's not able to join me on the show Fridays. I'm hoping to convince her to come back at some point, but again, you know, we do have our obligations to outside. We need to make money is basically what it is, and she had an opportunity to pick up some additional work for what she does, and... she's fine, though. I mean, she was just an absolute angel taking care of me when I was sick. And the only reason she's not on the air is her work schedule changed. And I miss her, too. It's not just the listeners. I miss having her on Fridays.
That must be nice. Or it must have been nice. And I'm sure she'll be back.
At some point, I'm certain that she will here. But it's a lot of fun just start bantering back and forth.
I bring my wife on the show. You'll really be in trouble. Jeez. It will no longer be the Bob Tuscan Show, I guarantee that.
Oh, I promise not to tell her you said that.
She's probably listening, and I get yelled at during
the podcast.
Exactly right. Let's see here. What else do we got going on whatreallyhappened.com? You know, folks, if you want, and I'm not just saying that because Mike's here. Mike's got quite the blog role here. You know, that's where I go for all my news. I post there as well, and... the great part about it is it's not just a stagnant blog. There's constantly updated information from different contributors and from yourself and commentary from yourself, and it's just evolving constantly, and I dig it.
Well, it's a community effort. I mean, I post a lot of articles. I'm up early posting to it. We have a lot of the regular membership, such as yourself, who are posting very good stories that get put on the front page. My wife, Claire, goes through her news sources, and she'll either post or send me things. And so it really is very much a community effort.
It's awesome. WhatReallyHappened.com, if you don't know that site by now. You know, it's funny, Mike. I run into people sometimes, and... You know, we start talking, and it turns out we're on the same page with things. And they know whatreallyhappened.com. Small world.
Yes, small world indeed.
And we think we're the only ones. And then we meet somebody face-to-face, not just on this internet stuff and radio stuff.
Oh, well, I have to disagree with you. I mean, the American people of the world, are turning away from the corporate-controlled media. They're asking questions, and they're going out there and looking. We have larger readership at What Really Happened. We have larger audience at RBN. I'm sure even you do, too, than most big city newspapers.
That's right. We are winning. We are continuing to gain more and more traction with this, and that's because it's the truth.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic?
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
Oh, I just received the link to my lecture at the Free Your Mind conference in Philadelphia this past April, and I can't wait to show you it for those that weren't able to attend this event. Mike, we got to get you at one of these Free Your Mind conferences as a speaker.
I would love to. I'm available for public speaking, of course, because I live out here in Hawaii. It's always a very expensive airfare, and I don't really have a huge amount of surplus money where I can just do this, and very often these events don't have the budget to bring me, and that's why I'm not doing so many. But the spirit is willing, but the economy is weak.
Well, let's see if we can make it happen.
I love to do these things. I'd love to do that. I remember I was in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and I had a lot of fun. I mean, how many peace activists get to perform off Broadway? And I love doing these things. I love a live audience. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, there's something to it, and getting to see people face to face and actually be able to shake somebody's hand. I know I'm sounding a bit old-fashioned here, but it's a neat thing. So yeah, I'm organizing this next Free Your Mind conference. And if there's a will, there's a way. Let's see if we can raise enough money to get you to fly out there. All right?
I would love to. Where's it located?
It's in Philadelphia.
I would love to do that.
Last year we had over 600 people attend. And it just keeps growing and growing. Mark Passio founded the Free Your Mind Conference. I've spoken at both and emceed, and we have a plethora of different speakers come and give their take. So you'd be a much welcomed addition. So we'll be in touch on that behind the scenes here, Mike.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's take a phone call and talk to our friend John in Barbados. Hi, John.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Michael. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Aloha yourself.
Yeah, I just have a small point to make about this Flight 370 out of Kuala Lumpur. There is two radar systems. One is called the active and one is called the passive. The active system can be switched off within the aeroplane, which is the transponder, which gives the ground control altitude, direction and speed and things like that. But the passive comes from the ground and is reflected by the aircraft skin. Can't be switched off. The only way to avoid the passive is to go low and below the radar horizon.
Well, that's what the aircraft did, because we have people who are on Malaysia living in the towns and villages reporting hearing the airplane pass over at low altitude. And the same thing with that one military returning to Silver Island, again, from a ground skin paint. They can't get an accurate read of the altitude, but they said it did appear that the aircraft was at a very low altitude.
Yeah, the other thing is your projection of Diego Garcia. I happened to mention that about 3 o'clock this afternoon on another broadcasting network, which shall be nameless, but I'm sure you know it very well.
Yes.
And all the other signals that this aircraft puts out, both to Boeing, Rolls-Royce got signals for 4 hours. Boeing would have got the same. This satellite link. It's obvious the aircraft did not crash. It was landed.
Yes.
Absolutely, it was landed. And that means there's some nefarious activity going on somewhere.
I think I agree, and again, the corporate media is trying to say, oh, well, we don't know what's going on, but it does appear it was deliberately diverted. What was very alarming to me, though, this morning was on Fox News, they had James Kallstrom out there to reassure us that really it did crash in the ocean, we just have to look for the parts, all these other wacko conspiracy theories. This morning they were trying to downplay this revelation that the airplane stayed in the air for 4 hours. Now they're kind of having to acknowledge, yeah, that's what all these indications are saying, because everybody with systems on that plane were getting these pings, these signals, for 4 hours here. But if you remember, James Kallstrom was the assistant director of the FBI who was in charge of the cover-up of the U.S. Navy's accidental shoot-down of TWA 800 south of Long Island. And if they're dragging Kallstrom out to reassure us that the Flight 370 has gone into the ocean and we shouldn't worry about it, that's a red warning flag that there's some kind of a cover-up or deception underway.
Well, there's actually 6 separate transmission systems on board the airplane,
mm-hmm.
and all those signals would have remained active unless the hijackers realized they were active. They're SARS signals. These are beacons that are put out in case of a crash. And, you know, and it would indicate exactly where the aircraft crashed.
If the aircraft was landed properly, you're not going to have those emergency locators activated. I don't know if you heard this, but earlier in the show, ABC is now reporting that the shutoff of those systems that can be controlled from the cockpit were occurring over a span of about 15 minutes. They didn't all go off at once, and that's another indicator that they were being turned off, and this was not a catastrophic coming apart in midair.
Absolutely, Michael. I entirely agree. This aeroplane has been landed. It has.
Yes.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. 16 years in flying around in aeroplanes in the Air Force, it tells me that this is landed.
Well, again, if it's not being chopped for spare parts, the question is, when is it taking off again, and where is it headed? Because this particular model of the 777 is built for extremely long range. It can fly 7,700 nautical miles if it's fully fueled. And that puts pretty much all of the Middle East and much of Europe and the Mediterranean within its range.
Well, if it is fully fueled and it's the long-range version, it will need an extremely long runway, which again puts it in Diego Garcia, 12,000 foot runway.
That's exactly right. And I was looking all up through the Maldives islands, and there's a lot of small inter-island runways. They're not large enough to accommodate this. Diego Garcia is the only place that plane could land safely or take off from again.
And I did some fuel calculations, Michael. From the point it supposedly turned and disappeared, it still had at least a range of 2,200 miles with the fuel it had on board, because it was approximately 2,000 miles from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, but they always put a couple of hundred extra miles for a safety margin in case it needs to divert. So it was well within the range to proceed to Diego Garcia and land.
And it would have taken just about 4 hours for them to do that.
Exactly. You know, 500 miles an hour, 525 cruising speed.
We're assuming that once they were through the Malacca Straits and far enough away where they weren't going to get picked up on radar, that they went up to 35,000 feet. Because the fuel economy at low altitude on those planes is really bad. But in any event, the speed and timing and fuel all work out with Diego Garcia being its end destination. And again, it's based on a plot taken from where the transponder was turned off through the radar hit near Silver Island in the Malacca Straits, and just continuing that course, you wind up right at Diego Garcia.
Yep, 100% agree. Anyway, I'll let you get on, and I'll stay on the air and listen to the conversation and maybe butt in now and again.
Uh-oh. Well, John, you'll have to stay on for next hour, too. We'll have to get a Fukushima update from you.
Okay, Mac. Will do.
I don't know if you heard about this class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. That could absolutely wipe out General Electric.
Mm-hmm. They faced two multi-billion-dollar class actions from people hurt by the Fukushima nuclear disaster. And perhaps we'll get into that next hour. Mike, any final thoughts tonight? Any upcoming stuff that you want to plug or get into? Obviously, you do your 3 hours Monday through Friday, and there's always time for people to catch up with you then.
And there definitely is. Actually, at my sign-off tonight, I'd like to remind everybody that this is a time to be vocal, to get out there, to talk about all the things that are going wrong. Don't waste your time on the numerous informants and shills the government has in the schools and offices and everything. You know, if they're screaming you're a conspiracy wacko, just turn and walk away. Don't waste your time. But there are millions and millions of Americans who know something has gone horribly wrong with this nation. They're asking questions. Be there to answer them and share what you know with them. And we are winning against the corporate media propagandists, and we just have to keep doing it.
That was too positive, Mike.
Sorry.
I want some doom and gloom and pessimism.
We're all going to die!
And we're losing, and everybody's a sheeple.
We're not losing. We're winning the war of ideas.
I love it. I love it. And you're helping to do that. Mike Rivera, ladies and gentlemen, his website, whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks so much for coming on, Mike.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. I look forward to doing it again.
All right, we shall. Okay, folks, coming up next hour, we'll continue to keep the phone lines open. I got a number of news stories that I want to get into, many of which are at the front page of BobTuscan.com. We'll talk about that Fukushima class action lawsuit that could very well wipe out General Electric and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial